Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody to help me just declare that tonight.
Ignite my fire, Lord.
Yeah, come on.
I want to burn for you.
Yeah.
Consume me.
Somebody
who's desperate for him tonight, begin to cry out from the bottom of your heart. Somebody begin to raise it up. We cry.
I thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing. I'm telling you right now, God must have been dealing with you all, because I got to get ready to get it in, and we get on the road real early this morning. Amen. Because God got so much we want to get to you this morning. And I'm telling about everything that we talked about on yesterday, everything that you don't heard this man done said special on yesterday, dealing with the frequencies, dealing with, my God, the vessels where different information comes in, and you begin to process it. Amen. The avenues it comes in. I'm gonna give you scriptures this morning, and some of these scriptures are probably not your everyday scriptures that you probably go to. Order for us to get the correct contents and the correct philosophy for articulation could be on point, and we can have perfect bullseye execution every time. We have to extract the whole word of God. Amen. We got to extract the whole word of God. So I want to make sure you go ahead and get your pencils and paper while I'm giving a little proper etiquette. Amen. And just salute our brothers and sisters, my God, in international waters. Amen. You too in international water. You want to take a minute, amen, and just get your pencils and papers and just go for you to get in a quiet place where God can get ready to bless your souls, amen. You might not be able to write down all information, but you can write down some key points that ties in with the scripture. Key points that ties in with the scripture. Because, saints of God, if we're going to get this rewiring correctly, that is in our mind, that connected to our soul, and that uproot for different things that came from our different places, our childhood, I'm going to show you in the scripture where it comes from, that area. Amen. We have to use the word of God. The word of God needs to be, context and philosophy needs to be correct. Amen. So make sure you get that information. Brothers and sisters, with things sent out, shout out. My God, first of all, I would give our honor to our Master and Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is, my God, the author. My God, he is the one. And the only one. Amen. We thank God for our Lord and Savior. We thank God for him, my God Almighty. And also I send a shout out my first lady, my wife. God bless her as well. And I thank God for her as well. The ATM family, you already know, my God Almighty, that's why we go hard in the paint. We go hard in the paint, because love is what? Action. You can say one thing, but can you show it? Amen. Show me your love. Amen. We go hard in the paint, and therefore ATM family, we all tell each other we love you. We love each other. Our international listeners, we thank God for you. It's always been a pleasure. Some of you have been with us for about 4 years now. Amen. Like our brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, then our brothers and sisters in Norway, they jumped on board. Amen. Then we have our other brothers and sisters, my God, in Australia, they jumped on board. Right after that, France, they jumped on board. The next thing you know, we looked up, here comes Germany, they jumped on board. Then our brothers and sisters in South Africa, they jumped on board as well. And we thank God for you and our brothers and sisters in Australia. We thank God for each and every one of you that believe in the God within us, for us to be your social media family, your social media church family. Amen. It's good that you keep constantly having two men and women of God around you. That is a blessing. And listen, saints of God, we thank God for our brothers and sisters here in the United States of America. Listen, our families and friends on the East Coastline, up there in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, I need you all to use wisdom. Scripture says, don't be so earthly minded, my God, don't be so heavenly minded to where you are no earthly good. I don't been through, my God, probably about 5 or 6 hurricanes. And so many of them try to pray and tell me, turn it away, turn it away, turn it away. You got to understand that something that our very own Pastor Smith, he says all the time. He says, we are a stranger in this land. This land is not our land. Our land is what's promised to us, what our Heavenly Father got for us. Amen. Let's use wisdom. Using wisdom will always keep you safe, amen, and it'll keep you protected. So I had a question to ask, say, Pastor, what would you do? What I will do, I will obey the authorities and rulership that is over me, what Scripture says. They over my city, my God, my governors, my mayor. And if they said that, hey, I need to evacuate, I'm going to start taking precautions and making sure my family's safe and keeping in. That is not, my faith is not being shot down. My faith is not being into a place to where I don't have no faith. I'm operating in Scripture. Obey authority. I'm going to give you a scripture today about it. Obey authority and rulership they have over you. And that's also ones in our government system and our mayors. And they're there to keep you safe. And God also could use them to speak to you as well. And you got to understand, and you need to listen and also obey. You will stay protected. And for those that listen and obey, you're taking your family and things, by God, in consideration. We can rebuild different things. We can replenish different things. But you only have one life. Let's make sure we're taking that very wisely. Thank you, South Carolina. Thank you, my family, friends, California, Nevada, Denver, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Missouri. We thank God for you. Florida, Texas, Alabama. We thank God for you. Tennessee, we see you. We thank God. Ohio, we know you in the house. Canada, you know I ain't going to forget about you. We love you. Amen. And we thank God for you all as well. My God, New York, we thank God for you all. We thank God for all our listeners and our families and friends. It is a blessing. And I'm telling you that, my God, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. I got a place I want to get to this morning. I got some stuff that we want to jump down to you this morning. My God, I got one of these. Hopefully we can get in 2 vessels today, but I want to get in at least one of the vessels today, and that way we can get this component connected correctly. Amen. We don't want to connect it to negative components no more. Negative components, enemy have an access to get in, and many of you, that's how he's been getting in. Not because you've been out there, not been sinning and you, what they call sin and different things like that. You got to understand the word, my God. And before I get ready to get into that, I'm going to get ready to dive right on in. We're going to have this pioneer, our very own Mother Jackson, begin to plow. Go ahead and lay the bricks down, and right after that, make sure you got your pen and paper. Amen. For you could begin to drop down different pointers and different scriptures where you could go back and begin to extract the word of God. Other words, extracting the word of God, you seeing it, you researching it. Amen. Then once you see it, you researching it, you touching every page, you touching every word, you touching every part of information. And once you don't see it, you got your information, you touched it. Amen. Guess what? Then you what? Dissect it. Then you dissect it, and we can put these components in the proper place. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle, on this blessed Wednesday morning. First of all, Father God, I like to give Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. And I like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to Pastor Smith, and to elect Barbara Smith, and to you, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and everyone this morning at ADL Ministry this morning. Father God, as you breathe down on us this morning, God, and arise, God, you allowed us to rise one more time, God. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank how you have kept us all last night and up to this point. In the name of Jesus, God, we say thank you this morning, God. Thank you for life after strength and our activities of our limbs, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, how you have truly taken care of, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Lamoche, God, we thank you, God. We realize, God, everything that you made was good, Lamoche. It was good in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the good. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your peace, your joy, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your happiness, God. God, we thank you for carrying us, when we didn't even know that you was carrying us, God. So we say thank you today, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. So we say today, God, have your way, God. Move us aside of our Sunday head. And you come in like mighty today, God, like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up the sick and shattered head of the once more up to you, God. Oh, God, we already know that we are healed, God. No matter how our bodies are acting, God, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, God, let us continue to stand on your word like never before, God. Oh, God, keep our eyes stayed on you, God. Keep us focused like never before, God. Oh, God, continue to show our heart on the Moshe, God, this morning, God, like never before. God, we thank you, God. We lift up our youth this morning. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you constantly shield them and protect them in their way, God, in their way going and coming back in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, the Moshe, God, a burden out of our secret, the Moshe, God. I lift up the enemy, God, no more people to you, God. I pray, God, that you constantly come to Moshe, shield and protect them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as they go out on that push, God, have your angels shield all around them, behind them, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I lift up this nation up to you this morning, God. Oh, God, all of us need prayer, God. We may not think so, but we do, God. I pray, God, this morning, God, of Moshe, God. Some might need you for one thing, and somebody might need you for the other, God. So I ask you this morning, God, have your way in each and every one of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We thank you for the food that you made a way, God. Only you made a way, God, of Moshe, on our table this morning, God. So we thank you, God. The clothes on our back and the shoes on our feet, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We're giving you all the glory. How do Moshe, God, this morning, God? Oh, God, you're so good, sister. No more kind out of our sick head. Oh, God, we have to realize, oh, Moshe, God, that you still live, that you still performing miracles, God, that you still, oh, kind out of our sick. Yes, you are, God. Yes, you still making a way out of nowhere when it seems like it's no way, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Let us continue to stay still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, out of our sick, God. Oh, God, if anything, it's not like you this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you shine the light. Shine your light down on the lighthouse, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize when light come in, oh, God, darkness got to go in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, this morning. We realize, God, that somebody has received your salvation, God. Thank you this morning, oh, God, because somebody have been filled with your Holy Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your stretching, your making, God, of Moshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask that you touch every internet, telephone, laptop this morning, God. Let somebody feel your presence, God. Let somebody feel your peace, oh, God, tonight. They never had peace. Let it, oh, Moshe, God. Yes, this peace, God. This peace is different from the world, huh? Oh, how we thank you for your peace, God. When trouble comes, oh, Lord, Sunday, we still have peace in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Adorable, Shea, God. I thank you this morning for what you're doing for each and every one of us, God. I thank you for your love that's just under the mercy, hey, that you're constantly pouring into our spirit, God. I thank you, Lord God, Jesus, you go to my child. Oh, making your people, God, that's making a stand in you, God. No matter what come and no matter what go, out of us, now. We thank you, God, because you come first in our lives, God. Oh, God, let us continue to cry out like never before. Continue to let us have passion for one another, the Bocotine. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out this morning. Heart of both Senator Latico. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you that the backside of us and the heart is coming back like never before. In the name of Jesus, out of our shake, they shall run to the house of prayer like never before. They shall begin to cry, and the most shake, forgive. forgive me, forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry, that I turned my back on you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Let us stay focused on you, God. Let us stay close to you, God. Let us stay behind the veil like never before, huh? No matter what comes, no matter what goes, how about Sunday, huh? Oh, God, this morning, God, we peace speak in the atmosphere, God. We speak love in the atmosphere, God. Healing the devotion in the atmosphere this morning, the devotion, God. We speak a change in the atmosphere, how the devotion, God. In the name of Jesus, God, by Sunday. Oh, how we speak out of our center, God. We speak this morning, God, that them will come back knitted the clothes together like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, by Sunday. Oh, we speak. God, we can do no more than we can't do, God. We must and we can do in the name of Jesus, God. Show us in your word we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us out of those shakes. So that's settled it right there. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Continue to lift up our babies, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to have this shield and protect them. In the name of Jesus, God. The wonder, oh God, that's raising their self, God. Hey, God, and glory to God. God, teach them, God. Teach them the way out of us in their hand. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The favorite spirit, the mother that it is this morning, God. Continue to lead her and guide her in the path of righteousness, God. Continue to let her cry out her wisdom, the Lord, God. The young women and young men everywhere that they go, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning, God. Somebody got to have a thank you in their spirit this morning. When God began to breathe on you and roast you up one more time, he didn't have to do it in a boche, but he did it in a way, God. In the name of Jesus, so we thank you this morning. We thank you for everything that's coming for us this day, God. This day, God. Thank you for our daily bread, God. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask you this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen and amen and amen. And for those who have not got up this morning, begin to command your day, begin to command this morning. I want you to take a few seconds off as Mother begin to lay the bricks and she done laid the prayer down before us. I want you to command your day. No longer you're going to continue to get up and stress about what yesterday, what you did not receive on yesterday, the different issues in yesterday, the different stress and problems and variation that carried from yesterday into your day. My God, I petition and I prophesy, prophetically speak to your spirit and the Holy Ghost. You get up every morning before you begin to engage in anything. You acknowledge this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. And everything that God has for me today, that is Wednesday right now, everything that God has for me, it is for me. So therefore, I speak to my prosperity to come. I speak to if I need a job to come. I speak to my health and my healing and my miracle to come. I speak for everything that God has for me today to come. I will today, this morning, today, throughout the day, I will resist the enemy because I'm going to be caught up in worship. I'll be caught up in prayer. I be caught up into the things of God. I will resist the enemy in his tricks, in his plans that he tried to, my God, engage, to undermine, to extract our relationship with God. It will not work. Today we shall give God a amen and an amen praise because our life is never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same. Amen and amen. Somebody just go ahead and give God a amen. And I'm finna get ready to go ahead and run and take off. And I want to make sure I give all of it to you. So please keep up, write down. I want you to begin to go back into the Word of God, extract the Word of God. Amen. And begin to digest the Word of God as you begin to pull apart and also extract the Word of God. Amen. I've been saying this for my God for a while. I always tell you that we'll send planted yesterday, that the word of God is a light. Once you get the information, you get different things. It's like turning on a light, and when you turn on the light, the enemy cannot stand the light. The enemy begin to realize what his mistake is. It begin to show him himself. It begin to show. That's why you deal with people. You got some people, my God Almighty, they cannot see themselves. They are in a place of darkness. They can see everybody else's problems. They can see everybody else's faults, but they cannot see themselves. Them are individual. They are individual that they don't apply the word to their own ability in life. They don't apply the word to their life. They apply the word for everybody else. Amen. And they just choose different parts of the word that fits them, that make them feel good. And I know that as many of you probably know individuals like that. Amen. They don't apply the word. And that's what's going on with Satan. Satan do not apply the word of God. That's what he got put out of heaven about. He cannot follow instruction. He cannot follow the authorities of God. He cannot, my God, submit or be humble. So therefore, he do not apply, he do not operate in the components of God. He does not operate in the positive components. He will always operate in the negative components. Amen. And that's what happened to many of us today. We are operating in a negative component. You cannot have no negative components in your life. If you're going to begin to operate correctly, articulate correctly, execute correctly, and apply the word of God correctly in your life, you cannot have no negative components. You got to get delivered from your past. You got to get delivered from your past hurt. You got to get all this stuff in order for you to begin to see the word of in your life. If you have negative components, before God begin to operate effectively in you and out of you, he will deal with them negative components. He will deal with these areas that causing a flaw or causing a weakness in your life before he bring you into an area to where you executing correctly. God is a structure God. He is a order God. It's nothing that you could do to, my God, to cut around it. It's nothing that you could do, speed up the process. It's nothing you could put in a microwave and thinking you're going to have it real quick. God is old school. He's like to take things from scratch and put it together. My God Almighty, that's where we get the story from the potters, putting you on the potter's wheel. God like to take something that is look like it's nothing and begin to make something out of it. Amen. Therefore, it tells us in Proverbs 6:23, it says, "For this command is a lamp." This command is a lamp. We all know what a lamp is. Amen. We know what a lamp and its job, what a lamp does. Amen. This teaching is a light. This what? This teaching is a what? Is a light. Information being taught, it is a what? It is a light. God got a structure. Who shall do the teaching? Who's supposed to do the teaching? Who he called to do the teaching? Who that he appointed to do the teaching? And who he is approved by to do the teaching? And I'm going to give you a couple of opponents for you to know that you are getting the right teaching. You are connected to the right individual that is called by God to do what God assigned he or she to do. Amen. I'm going to give you some components, and that way you'll be able to see it. My God, this teaching is a light. If you don't have the teacher nor the correct information in you, it cannot be the light. It won't be the light. It won't. You won't produce enough light to move anything. Amen. And the enemy just sitting back there tripping out. My God, because once you, my God, turn on the light, you turn on your resistance. You turn on the weapon of resistance. You turn it on the weapon of power of steadfast. I'm going to show you in a word. Amen. In corrections, my God. In correction, in instruction. My God, so it's teaching is a light. In correction, in construction are the way of life. In correction, in construction, instructions is the way of life. Many people don't like to be corrected. They like to give correction, but they don't like to be corrected. You are not living until you begin to accept that you are a human, that all men, Book of Romans talks about, for we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, that we all, my God, have some part in our life that is error. And many people do not get into that place to where they can, where they can live, because if you're doing things out of order, that is called error. And God will bring correction into your life. Correction is not nothing harsh. Correction is not nothing bad. He's going to bring correction, correction in redirection. So correction is, let me identify and help you identify your error. Baby, that is wrong. How you coming up with that is wrong. What you doing is wrong. So instruction is the recorrection, redirection. Amen. I'm redirecting you, giving you the instruction, not come from my own self, but coming from where? The Word of God. If you're going to deal with individuals, you got to deal with individuals with the what? Word of God. You cannot correct anyone with your theology. You cannot correct anyone with your interpretation, how you feel. And what happened is many people are being corrected from a theology that came from man, a theology and an interpretation that did not come from a Bible, but it comes from man. And it causes error, and it causes individual to be in a place of frustration, and also it causes a rim where people do not want to hear it no more, do not want to hear it, amen, because they don't know if you for them or not, are you for them or not for them. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty. So it causes different domino effect, but ways of God, this is the way of life. One of the key principles of living in the heaven is what? One of them, here go again, the way of what? Life. You got to understand to correction and instruction, for you could be redirected, because it's for your what? Benefit, for God could do something to you. So the teaching is like a lamp. The teaching is like a lamp. Amen. That you have to, my God, to apply. If you want this light to come on, if you want to come into a place that is, and when you begin to see a person, watch this, they look like they brighten up, like, oh, you're glowing. Amen. You're dealing with a saint, they're glowing and glowing. Some people use that term as if they got a release. Amen. Well, you could possibly that in there, but it's possibly dealing with a release in their spirit. Amen. They don't cleaned out. They don't cleaned up some work. They got some more information. They got some more understanding of the Word of God in them. They don't went into prayer. They don't went into a place to where they don't rest in God. They don't got and applied information, applied scripture. And guess what? It turned on a lamp. It turned on a light inside an individual. That's why I'm telling you, you can allow your light to stay on long as you stay in where? The will of God. That light could stay on all the time. Watch this. The Word of God says in the book of Romans 13:2. Book of Romans 13:2. I want y'all to get this. Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, let me go to Book of Romans. Book of Romans 13:1. Let's go to Book of Romans 13:1. And also we're going to jump down to and go to a couple of scriptures. I want to give you this NIV version. Let everybody be subject to the governor authorities, for there is no authority except that God which has established. Let everyone be what? Everyone be subject to the governing authority. And that talks about leadership. That talks about leadership. When you hear the word governing, a lot of people thinking about in this world. No, it's also talking about leadership, spiritual leadership, spiritual authority as well. Deal with the fivefold. They also come with them in biblical terms as governors, as authority, as individual of leadership that God placed here on earth. And it says, for there is no authority except that which God has established. God, the one established authority. My God, let me tell you something. We could go and ordain all we want. We could ordain man all we want. Man, you could be ordained all you want. At the end of the day, man does not have the right to authority, to give you authority which God is giving or God is appointing. God is the one that appoint. God is the one that gives. And that's why we're having so many problems dealing with a place of leadership, dealing with a place of where we begin to be fed from. The question is, who gave that individual authority? Who appointed that individual? Because they probably have great knowledge, and you could speak great, my God. You could break down the verses in a word, and the scriptures very great. That is a key component. But the thing about it is, the scripture says, God equip who he called. Are you equipped? Amen. Are you equipped that those that God's a call? And we get so caught up in this and that and that and that about it is, did God, my God, did God, man could dame, man could say you the next pastor, next preacher, at the end of the day, did God. All man's supposed to do is confirm what God has already done in the spirit. Confirm where you are at already in the spirit. It's not my job to give you an office. It's not nobody's job to give anybody an office. Please put that in your component. I want to hit these components correctly for we could begin to what? We could begin to extract the word of God. We could begin to discern the word of God. As the information begins to come into our mind, hit our spirits, we'll begin to, my God, have a sifting tool where we can sift out what is God, what is not God. There is no authority except that which God has established. The authority which God has established. Watch this. Go to the second verse. My God, whoever rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. Whoever rebels against authority is rebelling what God has instituted. I'm giving you this real early because when you, my God, when you rebel against the structure, you rebel against the order. You rebel against the order and the structure and authority of God. You are rebelling against who? Against God. So that's why you got to be very careful when you encounter a true man and a true woman of God, because the moment you begin to rebel against or bring our strife against he or she, against what God done placed in order, you are doing it what? You are doing it against not them, but you are doing it against who? God. That's why many people stand in judgment and stand in different places. I'm going to show you that in the word. So put this, my God Almighty. Have that, my God, let's clean this tube out so we can understand the word of God and we can walk into the order of God. My God, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. Amen. And those who do as those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Those who do so will do what? Bring judgment on themselves. See, many of us, we always look at this thing as if the devil. We sometimes, some things are bringing upon ourselves. Don't let people, and this is what people get messed up at. People get messed up in the gossip. You get messed up in the talking. You get messed up in, oh, you know that, and that man or woman never did nothing to you. You never experienced it. Because somebody saying this, you get caught up in it. Oh, this is mess. The enemy is getting on. The enemy is directing you to rebel against something that you never experienced it, regardless of what anybody say. That's why you have to be leaders in your own personal life. I declare and decree that we break this following mentality, following up the individuals that God have not instructed and appointed or placed an authority figure in our life. You got to understand that you are one that is held accountable, and many of us is bringing judgment on our life, on ourselves. I tell anybody, if you don't like what's going on, before you put your mouth on it, before you do any type of devastation or say all this nonsense, it's best for you to leave. Put up that one finger, leave, God bless you, and just say, it's just not for me, and leave it alone. Amen. You bring judgment on yourself. That's what the Bible says, my God. You bring judgment on yourself. Let's talk about love a little bit. Let's talk about love a little bit. Let's get this component. Understand these components that we are dealing with right now. We're dealing with structure and order. We're dealing with structure and order. And understand that it's pros and cons when it comes to structure and order. Don't let folks get you caught up in thinking it's okay. No, baby, it's not okay. And if you're doing it, I'm letting you know it's not okay. This is the correct component that it goes from your mind to the spirit. It's consequences. And God is not bending his structure and he's not bending his order for me or for anybody. You could be the chief prince, apostle, apostolic, bishop, all you want. God is still is not bending for nobody. Watch this. 1 John 4:9 it says, my God, let's deal with a little love right quick. It said, this is how God so showed his love among us. He sent one and his only son into the world that we might live through him. That we might do what? Live through him. We might do what? Live through him. The quality of life. The quality of life. One of the five key principles of living in the kingdom. We got to understand how to live what? Through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we might what? Live what? Through him. Live through him. So he is the what? The entrance gate. He is the threshold for we must enter to. Amen. Amen. This is the love. Number 10, it says, this is the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. So it's not so much of us, it was so much of him. My God. And he sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sin. He sent his son for our sin. Many of us really understand that part. We really done dug into that, and we really done jumped into that. My God. I'm going to hit down, my God, and it says, watch this. And it says, number 11, it says, difference is God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Watch this. And it says, no one has even seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is also made complete where? In us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given us of his what? Spirit. He has given us his spirit. That's why the Bible, that's why we don't rest against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers, against darkness of this world, of this age. Amen. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Amen. We got to understand that at the end of the day, regardless of what somebody do to you, what they think about you, you still show them love. Many people getting caught up into that. I can't stand you. I can't. But then look, then they turn back around. I can't stand you neither. My God Almighty, you got to understand. I can love somebody, but to afar. You know, I can love you, but I don't want to, you know, we can love each other, but I got to keep you at far bay. And it's not because of the spirit of God in you, but it's because of you got some characters, you got some ways that it will cause a bunch of ungodly commotions. You have a lot of doors. Amen. You love somebody, you don't talk about them. You love somebody, you don't put them down. You love somebody, you don't go and talk about what they win, look at them, what they win. If they in error, the Bible says you go to your brother and sister. You're going to let them, you don't go and whistle behind. That is not love. So guess what? That individual, you are individual, are walking where? Out of the order of God, out of the structure of God. So that component got to get correctly done right. The enemy could dwell in that. The enemy could dwell in, oh, look at her. They faking. Guess what? The enemy just dwelled in you with gossip. You just enter into the realm of gossip. And since you don't enter into the realm of gossip, the enemy have jurisdiction to come into your life and cause all kinds of mess. He has the jurisdiction. And you can sit there and just speak in tongues all you want. And the enemy can flash right back to you. What do you mean you're going to try to put me out? You the one told me to come in. You remember you was talking about sister so-and-so and they dressed. They was faking. They got all this going on. You remember you were sitting up there talking about them other than praying for them. You gave me jurisdiction to come into your life. Then you want to kick me out? No, it don't work like that. I'm going to sit here until I get tired. If you don't want them, resist. Y'all about to hear me. Resist them. Look what the word of God says in 1 John 4:20. A couple of verses down, my God, for what we were just into. Whoever claims to love God, yet hate his brothers or sister, is a what? A liar. A liar. This is what God is calling. See, many people thinking that a liar is a form of vocabulary to where I tell you something and you're not giving me the correct information. And that is a form of liar. That is a form of liar, but it's also another form of liar. Amen. My God, spiritual, third dimension of lying. Amen. I got to teach the realms of sin. My God, I can't wait to teach that. Third dimension of lies. What is third? This is a third dimension. You say you love God. You say you are for God, but yet you got an alt and you got something in your heart against your brother and sister. The God is calling you what? The Bible is calling you a liar. And guess what? Bible says a liar will not tarry in the sight of God. So therefore, you already discounted out everything you do from that point on until you go back and get it correctly. You are doing it in vain. That heaven is closed up to you, and the enemy going to make you think that you're in a problem. He will send you a blessing here and there to keep you in that place. He will throw something at you here and there to make you stay in that place. But until you go and get it right and get that order correctly, Bible called you a liar, and therefore a liar do not have no place in God. They don't have nothing to say to God, so therefore you got the enemy coming in your life left and right because you are operating in a place of lying on the third dimension in heaven. You are a liar. Amen? That's what the scripture calls. So we got to make sure that we put that component correctly because we'll be out of order. For whoever does not love their brothers and sisters whom that they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. So in other words, you see somebody, you have a physical connection, you see your brother and sister, and you mean to tell me you got a problem with that, but you love God so much, it's a person that you've never seen. In other words, stop convincing, stop allowing the enemy to have you to walk and operate into where? A liar, a liar. I want to show you something else. Watch this. My God, I'm moving right along. I want to deal with something. This is where I come from, the place of your childhood. I want to show you something. Book of Proverbs 6:20 through the 21. Amen. This is the book of Proverbs, 6th chapter, and the 20th verse to the 21st verse. Amen. It says, My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Do not forsake who? Your mother's teaching. Your mother's teaching. Bible says, also in this, also that will connect with this, it says, raise up in the child in the way they should go. When they become an age, they will do not. What? They will not apart from it. My God. They will not apart from where? From it. It says, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Amen. Through the teaching that we got up in childhood about spiritual, about life, it causes some components to be redirected and not positioned in the correct place. Amen. That's why the Lord always go back from the place where you were born, from the place where you was conceived in the world, and bring you up to now. Because it was information that bringing your that shaped your character, it shaped your personality, it shaped you into a place that you was. A liar just didn't start lying. 9 out of 10, they don't heard it somewhere. They don't develop it somewhere. Amen. They don't got it somewhere. A child just didn't start cussing. They don't heard it somewhere. They don't got the information somewhere. Amen. They don't got this stuff somewhere. Some of us parents, we are being a negative example to our kids. We trying to stop gossip, and God trying to stop the body of Christ for gossip. But as soon as you leave out of church, you got something to say to your friend, and your child is right there. We fussing and fighting in front of who? Our children. We got issues, and we don't know how to resolve problems in front of who? Our children. Guess what the Bible says? Your teaching, that is what they're going to apply. Your teaching is what they're going to walk into. Y'all about to hear me. This is what's shaping their life. If you want to leave your kids without a spiritual structure, Mama, I don't feel like going to church. We didn't have that luxury. I don't know. As we was coming up in the older days, and my God, I'm still young, but we was coming up in that time frame, I didn't have that luxury. You going to church And you, I don't care how you feel. These are my rules. And I'm glad that my mother did it. Even though they had to pull me by my ear sometimes, had to whoop me onto the church, I'm glad. It gave me a spiritual structure, a spiritual stance to where I never strayed. My God, I never left it. I cannot leave it because God said raise the child up in the way it should go. Parents, you need help. And if you want help and you want to try to win your kids and stop all this stuff here, get them in the church. Amen. Stop leaving them home. That's why God got leaders just governor to the youth. Amen. And I thank God, and I send a shout-out to our very own youth pastor, Pastor Elette Smith. Amen. A strong woman of God. So we got to make sure we do that. Amen. Book of Ephesians talks about, we already know, it talks about the order of God. It talks about the structure, what God placed in front of us. It says, watch this. And also it talks about, my God Almighty, why he did it. And also it talks about so we could be able to discern who or why he sent it. Book of Ephesians 4:11, amen. Book of Ephesians 4:11, Christ himself gave the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastors, and teachers, amen, to equip his people for the work of service. To equip his people for the work of service. Other words, work of execution, work of articulation. You have to be equipped if you're going to be executed properly. Listen, we got to get out of this way where you're unteachable. When you're unteachable, you're basically shutting your door to heaven and telling God that, hey, God, your information is not good enough. When you're unteachable, and I'm not talking about some, oh, the Holy Ghost is teaching me. Well, if that was true, God would never put in Ephesians 4:11. He'll took out the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers for what? For the equip of his people for the work of service so that the body of Christ may be what? Built up. Where the body of Christ may be what? Built up. Stop putting all this stuff on your leaders. Some of us, we having some rebellion ways. Amen. Number 13, it says, until all reach the unity in faith, in the knowledge, in the what? In the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. You cannot become mature and attentive unless you can receive the knowledge. And once you receive the knowledge is supposed to do what? It's supposed to go through you, my God, examine you like a mirror. Not you go and put all this, well, I got to show people what I know. I need to show people this here. Baby, your knowledge, what you have, knowledge is powerful because it's going to put a mirror on you. You come in an understanding of who you are, where you at, for God to bring you into a place of where? Matureness, whole measure of fullness of Christ. Then, 14 says, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves. That's how some of us doing. That is now confusion. Now you don't know which way to go. Amen. You're tossed to and forth like the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching. By every wind of what? Teaching. That's why it's not good for you to, once again, talk by everyone who's what? Teaching. That's why Pastor already said, make sure you die, because many of us are not solid, steadfast because of what? We got so much information, and we feeding for everybody off their table, and no one that once we feed into cannot even prove what they talking about in their own personal life. Cannot even show it. My God, I understand you could get a book and read it, but I want to know your articulation and your execution. Can you show me the word of God? Don't tell me that he's a blesser and you still struggling. I want to see that he's a blesser. Don't tell me he's a healer, amen, and you need God to do something. Let's show the word of God. My God, let God articulate and execute things in you. Then watch this. You have the release or the authority or the approval to go ahead and give it to somebody. Y'all holler at me, my God Almighty. Talks 2 and 4 of the wind. And by the coming of the craftiness of the people and their deceitful scam. Amen. The cunning. And by the cunning and the craftiness of people in their deceitful scheme. So you can't get upset. The Bible is already giving you all types of components, my God. Other words, God say, I sent this group to you, and there's another group going to come to you. Yes, they're going to scheme. Yes, they're going to come in crappiness. They're going to come in all this kind of nonsense and have you, and they're going to deceive you and have you all up and jacked up. Amen? All jacked up. You got to understand to discern, my God, the things of God. My God, listen, I want to show you this one right here, Hebrews 13 and 17. Hebrews 13 and 17. Where's my time? I see it. Hebrews 13 and 17. I want to show you this here. Watch this. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be joy and not burden. You know what? Joy, not burden. People are always talking about the leaders, but I got a question. What are you doing to bring burden and bring? Are you being faithful? Are you being a true man of God? They don't want you. It's not about your money. It's not about that. It's about your faithfulness. It's about your attentiveness. Are you being positioned? Amen. You know, if you are doing all these things, guess what? You don't be a burden. Burden of what? Burden with all your issues because you're not making it to church. Burdens with your problems because you don't have the necessary tools because you refuse to get in prayer. My God, because you refuse to get in worship, because you refuse to allow all your problems and all your circumstances and what you're going through, life decision, I need to make my mind made up, and God give the man or woman of God the information that you need for you to be set free. Create an environment for you to be set free. Oh, my toe hurt, Lord. My toe hurt. But he supposed to be a healer? Oh, God, I don't know what to do. I'm finna get ready to get put out. He supposed to be a provider? My God Almighty, what are you doing? And listen, these are the scriptures of God. I'm giving you scripture, Bible. It's not shooting from the hip. Amen. And guess what? When you begin to walk out of this, you're walking out of the order of God, third dimension. You're walking out of order of God. You are rebellion to the things of God. Let's get this component correctly for that will be of the benefit of you. That will what? Be the benefit of you. It will benefit who? You. The information that God gives, the way God positions things, it's benefiting who? You. It's benefit. That's why so many people are still going through the same thing. And I bet you any kind of money, all that depression and variation, I bet you any kind of money, they're not faithful. They don't go to. They don't position themselves in front of the fivefold. They don't come to prayer. They don't get up and sacrifice time like this. They're getting up at 7 in the morning. It's the standard time to get teaching, to get fulfilled, to get themselves equipped. They're not faithful. When you're not around and you're bored, you are not going to be able to benefit what God has for you. Many of you want God to do something, and God said, you don't need me to do nothing. You need information. And the information you need, I set up with my apostle, prophet, teachers, preachers, and the evangelists in the fivefold. Y'all got to hear me. My God Almighty. I want to do this one here, and I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up because there's so much information. There's so much information. I want to do this one here. Do you know, I want to slow down because I want to give you this here. Do you know that your job could bring, you could bring repercussions pertaining to your job? Regardless if your job is in a church, regardless if your job is volunteering, regardless if your job is your 9-to-5, where you get your income. I'm going to show you. The scripture always talks about your job as well. It talks about when you don't operate in order, my God, you come, watch this, Colossians, the third chapter, the 22nd verse and through the 25th, and we're going to end it right here because it's so much. Scripture started off with calling slaves. Basically, what the scripture is really defining, my God, in the meaning, and define it as service. So it's basically saying, other than slave, it's saying servant. Servant, obey your earthly masters. When it begins to use masters, it's not calling them master as if one that we know about the term a master pertaining to natural slavery, but it pertaining to this as teacher. It's explaining to this as one that has authority or one that has a set authority over you or what you are connected to. Amen. Obey your earthly teacher or ruler or boss or whatever in everything, my God, and do it not only when their eyes is on you. Y'all know how we do. I could take this to church all day. My God, many people do not let the pastor don't be there. Let the pastor don't be there. Let him come in late. We don't try to pray hard. We don't get into the place where we need to be. Because why? Your ability is what? In that man. It's not in God. I'm going to show you. Let's keep reading. I'm going to show you. They want to end it here. My God, not only when their eyes is on you and to carry their favor, but with sincerity of a heart and reverence of the Lord. The Bible's telling you, you got to do this with the sincereness of your heart. Give thanks to everything. Give you do everything as if it's unto the who? The Lord. Many of us want God to go, God, I can't stand these folks on the job and stuff like that. God, it ain't about what you stand, what you can stand. It's about order. It's about authority. It's about who you are. Everything that you're supposed to be doing is reverence and giving it unto who? The Lord. Let me show you. My God, this, my God, I want to keep going, but I'm not going to be able to. My God, listen to this here. It says, but with sincerity of the heart and reverence for the Lord, whatever you do, 23rd, Colossians 3, 23rd, whatever you do, work at all your heart. Are you putting all your heart in what you're doing? I'm like, this is all getting on my nerves. This is all getting on my life. How you expect God to bless you with increase when you are not being appreciated or when you are not giving what's done to giving God what is where you at right now? You're not giving God. You say whatever you do with at it with all your heart. Work at it with all your heart as working for the what? The Lord. As working for the Lord. Not for what? Human masters, human authority figures, human. God, Lord, I can't do this. I'm so tired. Man, they always be calling up on me. They always want this here. They ain't finna be doing me like this here. They ain't finna do me. You're already out of the order of God. Because, number one, it ain't about that man. It's not about that place. God giving an opportunity to you. He could trust you. You the one that got the working as if to the Lord. Reason why you getting discouraged? Because God is nowhere in it. It's all about man. It's all about what they're doing. My God. And the Bible says, watch this. Since you know that, you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. You stand that vein and give it to God and show him the correct characters, you're going to receive reward. Who looking for a promotion? Who need financial increase? Amen. What are you asking God for? Like I said, it's in this Bible. Because we don't think so, or we look at it like, oh, God, I don't know what to do. They try to stop me. They cannot stop a child of God. They cannot stop. I bet you I could show you that there's some things you operating out of order. You're letting people get you out of character. You're saying different things you don't have no business saying. You're showing up working late. You just don't care. You ain't pulling your all in all into nothing. We get that same thing in church right now. Watch this. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. It is who? It is the Lord of Christ who you are serving. Yeah, we got proper information because it says in 23rd, not from human masters. Amen. It is the Lord Christ who you are what? Serving. Christians, stop cussing folks out on your job. Stop that. That is not the structure and order of God. They just got on my nerves. They got on my nerves. Oh, my goodness. Love. And when you walk out of that, guess what? Now you're going home, all hell done turned up. You got problems in your home. You and your spouse is fighting. All this because you don't give the enemy access into your life. Amen. And 25, it says, anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongness. Stop worrying about people doing wrong to you. Scripture says they're going to be repaid. That's why I say, I shake my head. Sometimes I say to my wife, I say, they just don't know what they're doing. They just don't know what they're finna get. Because scriptures, it's not because, oh, you are a highly anointed one. Oh, you God's favorite one, man of God. They better keep their mouth off on you. All this kind of nonsense. No. No. Whoever does wrong, what wrong is it talks about? Going against the structure and the order of God. And when you walk outside of that, whoever does wrong, he ain't talking about because somebody got an opinion about you. Well, they just got an opinion about you. Amen. Whoever does wrong, that is not talking about saints or talking about sinners. people in the world. Now this is church. No, 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 no. This is across the board. This is scriptural order of God. We'll be repaid for their what? Their wrongness. And there is no favoritism. And what? Scripture says in 25:4, anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrong. And there is no favoritism. Once again, just like I said, it's not about if you're a sinner or you're the greatest prayer in the world. When you walk out of order of God and you walk out the principles of God, you are held what? Accountable. You are held accountable. It doesn't matter who you are. That's why you need to make sure you check yourself from the head up to the neck up to the toe down before you start checking somebody else. My God, because at the end of the day, each individual is going to be repaid and each individual is going to be judged accordingly. Don't allow the good works that you do be even spoken of. God does not have no favoritism. He doesn't have it. So let's get out of that. And, you know, we all God's favorite ones. But some of us operate and they didn't operate in it. Other ones, they still trying to figure out how to operate in it. We all God's favorite ones. Amen? Amen. Listen, I got some more information. My God, I'm going to cut it off right here. And I got some more. If you come on with me back to tomorrow morning, I'm going to be right back on, and I'm going to drive this some more. And this is one of the vessels that we're dealing with, the vessel of structure and order. This is a vessel of structure and order. And I want you to go and do some more information. You could Google the authority structure of God. The authority and structure of God. If you Google the authority and structure of God, you'll begin to see different principles, different teaching. You're going to begin to receive more information. Please, this is a component that where information is going to be processed through when you start pertaining to things that is in order and out of order. It's going to come through this flow that is of God. And you want to make sure that this component is connected to a positive component because of the information you have. And guess what? You won't be tossed to and fro like a baby, like an infant that what scripture call in a sea, or you blown every which way where the wind blow. You know how some of us do. Somebody could come and tell you this, you're running over here. Somebody tell you this, your feelings is over there. Somebody say that there, and we are not steadfast. This is how you get steadfast in the word of God. Listen, come back, Mother Helen, our very own mother. She's going to be back on tonight at 7 o'clock. I want us to come back, stay into the word, and I'm telling you right now, I know you got some principles, but I'm going to show you how it's very important because of you. Now, watch this thing to God. You confess that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. You confess it, and when you confess it and accept him in your heart, amen, the Bible says now you are saved. And once you are saved now, you got to do the rules and the things according to what God instructed. Not man, but what the Bible, biblical principle, biblical structure is one of our, it's called Embracing Biblical Principle as the Foundation for Everything We Do. I'm giving you also one of the core values. That's another vessel. One of the core values in the kingdom, embracing biblical principles, amen, as in everything what we do. Amen. I thank God for you all. Listen, 7 o'clock, be back at 7 o'clock tonight, p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also I see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Amen. Until then, please chew on that. Go on, get into the Word of God. Take these scriptures, look at it, and don't stop right there. Dig into it even the more. God bless all of you. Thank all God for you.